You're listening to the Well One Connection, connecting you to important healthcare information. The Well One Connection is a weekly program of Huron Regional Medical Center. Huron Regional Medical Center, providing quality healthcare close to home. Online at huronregional.org.
We are here today with President and CEO of HRMC, Eric Larson. Eric, it's your first time back on the show since the closing of 2022. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too. Thank you for having me back on the show.
So we haven't visited with you for a while. We closed out 2022 with some fun annual awards that we do here at HRMC to recognize our staff that goes the extra mile. Can you just share with us a little bit about those awards that you presented here in the last month?
You bet, yeah. This was the second year we've done these awards, and every year is very gratifying as we go through the selection process and recognize those important employees that really do step up and serve our community. The first award that we do is for a provider in our community, and it's called the Spirit of Caring Award. And this year it was awarded to Kristen Van Buskirk, one of our certified nurse practitioners over at our physician's clinic. Just a huge asset to HRMC and a wonderful example of caring for her patients. The other award that we do is what I've labeled as the Ubuntu Award, and that's to recognize one of our directors who really has that team spirit, that attitude of we're all in this together, and leads their teams and with that mindset. So this year's award winner was Pam Schultz, our surgery director. Pam's been with us for a long time, and one of just those salt of the earth great leaders that demonstrates excellence in what her and her team do every day.
So, Eric, you awarded that Ubuntu Award to Pam Schultz. What is Ubuntu? Can you tell us a little bit about that word?
Yeah, that's an interesting word. It's actually from the South African different dialects of the language down in South Africa. When I first came across this word, it really resonated with me in terms of its meaning. And what the meaning is simply, I am because we are. And in my perspective as healthcare providers, we are all in this together. And while we can't individually take credit for what we do in and of ourselves, we can lead teams who have that mindset that they're part of something bigger than themselves. So Ubuntu really is that spirit of I am because we are. And I think it's just a reflection of somebody, and the award is intended to recognize somebody who has that same mindset of working for the betterment of each other.
Great. And we also awarded some, recognized some other people here in our organization at a recent employee awards celebration that we hold each January. That was held on the 6th. And we were able to award the Mickey Mouse Award, which has been a longtime award here at HRMC, I think 1989, dating back to Dr. David Buchanan, as well as Employee of the Year. Do you want to share a little bit about those awards?
Yeah, the Mickey Mouse Award is a wonderful recognition that the HRMC staff vote on for the winner of that. And the intention there is that it's recognized as somebody who has that jovial attitude that people like to be around. And the winner this year was Jessica Goth, one of our nurses up on the OB floor. So congratulations to her. The Employee of the Year is selected by our board of directors every year from the Employee of the Month recipients. So every month we recognize an employee, and we collect all of those at the end of the month and forward those stories to the board, and the board gets to select that winner. So this year's Employee of the Year winner was Jackie Kleinsaucer, a nurse in the emergency department.
Great. And we also recognized employees who have been serving our organization and our community for a long time. Do you want to tell us about those milestone anniversary awards that we do? We actually had quite a few people with milestone anniversaries.
Absolutely. This is one of the fun parts of our annual celebration, is just to look at the number of years of service that get added every year for these milestone anniversaries. And again, these are folks that have 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, even up to 45 years of service. This year there was a total of 500 years of service from 34 different employees. So just a wonderful acknowledgement of their dedication and service to our organization and the community.
In the past year, we actually kicked off a milestone for HRMC in November.
Yes, it's as you may have already heard out there, it's our 75th year anniversary, and we are celebrating that throughout the coming year as a milestone for us as an organization that started in 1947 to meet a need in our community and to come together as a community. And so over the years, we've been able to provide that high-quality health care in our community, being an independent organization and really valuing that as we look at what we can do in the next 75 years.
Great. And so as in that spirit of looking forward, we're looking ahead as typical tradition at the year that is coming. But we also celebrated a few other things in 2022 that we might want to recap a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. The two wonderful things that come to mind are certainly our physicians clinic and the wonderful work that was done there over the summer. Certainly the board of directors saw the vision there of putting that second floor on our physician's clinic and the potential and opportunity that that provides, as well as the imaging and outpatient renovations that we did in our emergency department. I'm really trying to look at that from a patient perspective and what that means to provide high-quality care, and we do need high-quality spaces to be able to do that.
Yes, great. And so one of those challenges, I guess, as we look at the year past may have been dialysis. So we had a large need for dialysis in our community at a certain time that ebbs and flows a little bit. And the board answered that call in a way. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Absolutely. This has been something that's been near and dear to me as well. We did have some instances in the recent past where we've had to turn dialysis patients to other institutions because of some of the older technology that we had. And that was really a learning moment for us about the demand and the requirements of what it takes to take care of patients who have dialysis needs in our community. And so we talked to the board about that and sort of our vision for dialysis and how we can make that even better than what it is today. And the board definitely answered the call to that and committed $2.5 million for us to move our dialysis unit out of the space that it's in into a much larger space, allow us to take care of more patients and improve the technology over there as well with the new water system and, better access to the space overall. So the board really sees the vision and the need for that. We've put together a campaign committee that will help us with some of the funding there. And that's led by Dr. Bob Holm, who is been a longtime supporter and used to be the medical director of the dialysis unit. So we've definitely got the pieces in place, and we're starting to see some traction over there at the new space. They've demoed the inside, and I was, in fact, over there just the other day. They were pouring some concrete inside the building. So they are definitely making some strides in that space, and we're excited to have that thing come to fruition.
Yeah, absolutely. And we kind of expect to see that potential completion here sometime in the summer, I believe, correct?
Yes. We're looking probably in the middle of the summer.
Okay, great. Well, that's very exciting for the year to come. Other exciting things, you got to take a little trip to Pierre yesterday.
Yeah, a lovely drive to Pierre. I got to meet with the South Dakota Department of Labor as we celebrated the apprenticeship program that the state sponsors. We're working on a number of apprenticeships and have over the years, from nursing to LPN, but we recently committed to do a IT apprenticeship program here at HRMC. And so yesterday was an opportunity to meet with the Lieutenant Governor Roden and understand a little bit more about the program, go through some training, and learn what we can do to really expand that even to other opportunities and other avenues.
And if anybody has questions about that, they can always reach out to HRMC. We have also the respiratory therapy apprenticeship, which we're starting and has that aspect of that training right here in Huron. So other exciting things happening. We have been waiting a long time for Dr. Kevin Hofer to come back to the community, and we're starting the year that he has anticipated to come back.
We are. In fact, he came by to visit with us when he was home for Thanksgiving, and had a wonderful visit with him and Dr. Anderson, our current orthopedic surgeon. Kevin will be here in the summer, and we're very, very excited to have him continue to expand our orthopedic offerings and orthopedic surgery. So just a wonderful young man and obviously comes from good stock, and we're excited to have him here in our organization.
Speaking of physicians coming to the community and to expand the care that we can provide here, we have an internal medicine provider that is going to be joining us here in the next few months.
Yes, we have assigned a Dr. Octaviani, who will be starting here in the next month or so. He hails from Western Massachusetts and comes to us with 15 years of experience as a practitioner. So we're very, very excited to have him join us, and he's very, very excited to come with his young family. So we're ecstatic to have him part of our medical staff and to see patients here in our community.
Absolutely. And as we look through this year ahead to continue celebrating our 75th year, we appreciate your presence here, Eric, and sharing this information with us.
You're very welcome. Thanks again for having me.
You've been listening to the Well One Connection, connecting you to important healthcare information. This program is for general use only and is not meant to replace the advice of your doctor or other medical professional. If you have questions, contact your healthcare provider. The Well One Connection is a weekly program of Huron Regional Medical Center, providing quality health care close to home. Online at HuronRegional.org.